a pretty long gospel. Jesus' parable about the wheat and the weeds, it's a very clear and a very strong image, and pretty easy to understand. I mean, the wheat is good. The fruit of the wheat is good. Weeds, clearly bad. And a lot of us, you know, we're wheat. We're good. For the most part, we're good. God loves us. We're made in his image. We're good. But we got some grass in us as well. And we got some struggles. And as much as we want to be good wheat and give our lives to God, give our lives to others, we have this tension in us to do otherwise. We have this grass that grows and weeds that grow up amongst us. And it can kind of be frustrating. Why we truly want to give our lives to God, why do we got to have this struggle? Why can't we just love him like we truly want to and love others like we want to? Well, we know God gave us free will. He loved us enough to give us free will so that we can choose to love him. If we were programmed in a way where we just followed his commands without ever having to think about it and choose those, we wouldn't be able to truly experience his love and to show him love ourselves. But since we have that free will, we're able to truly choose God and experience his love and love others as well. But through that same free will, we know we can also choose otherwise. We can choose God, and we do often, but we can also choose otherwise. And there's all kinds of things around us that are easy to choose instead, and they're immediate. And the pleasures of this world are right there and the gratifying right now in this moment. And so it's easy to choose those instead. And they're not always in themselves blatantly evil or bad. You know, things like money or sports, our own reputation, entertainment, our self-image, pleasure, in and of themselves, not bad, not blatantly evil, good in a lot of ways. But when we come attached to them and put them before God and before others, that's when we got a problem. That's when we got that tension inside of us. We want to give ourselves to God, but these things of the world that aren't that bad, but we've taken them and made them a god, are keeping us from being able to give ourselves totally to God. For some of us, we don't even realize this going on. We've been attached to these things for so long that we don't even realize it's become a problem, that we're holding it up above God. For me, something recently that I recognize is I'm a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. And it was a couple years ago that I realized whenever they lost, it was completely ruining my day. I mean, I was just devastated for the rest of the day and had no fun with my family that I was home with on a Sunday watching the game. If they lost, my day was over. Holding the Chiefs up above God and family, you know, it's pretty ridiculous. But it wasn't until I was able to finally recognize that I was able to to start taking it less serious. And so it's a huge step for us, is to be able to recognize these things, these attachments that we do have. And once we do, then we can start opening ourselves up to God's grace to help us through it. If we don't know it, we can't fix it. Like the farmer from the gospel, if he doesn't recognize the weeds, he's not going to be able to remove them so the wheat can grow and flourish. And it's the same thing for us. If we don't take a step back in our lives ever so often and ask ourselves, what is keeping me from truly giving my life to God? What are the things of this world that I've come a little bit attached to, that I'm holding up as a god instead? If we don't take the time to step back and ask ourselves what those things are and recognize them, we can't then move forward to the point where we can start truly choosing God instead. And so once we do recognize them, we open ourselves up to God's grace, and God helps us to start choosing him instead. I know anybody here has ever picked weeds before. You maybe can relate to the experience of how good it feels to reach down and grab a weed. And when you pull it up, all the roots come out clean. Everything comes out perfect. That's a cool feeling. It's a cool experience. Maybe some of the things, when we recognize that we're too attached to them, once we recognize it, it's going to be like that weed that we pull up easily, and it's solved. It's taken care of. It's not that hard to pull up and solve. But there's going to be other things, as we are honest with ourselves and we look at how attached we are to them, it might be something that we realize it's not going to come out as easy as that weed. This is going to be something we have to deal with for a long time. And we really are attached to it, and it's going to be a struggle. But that struggle, in that struggle, there's a lot of good. It's so much better to struggle than it is to ignore it and not even address it. And in that struggle, in a lot of ways, it can humble us. You know, we don't like having that sin or that attachment, but it is humbling. And we recognize in that we need God's help. We need him to help us with it. And so we turn to his grace. And that continuous turning to God's grace amidst our struggle grows us closer to him. And we can think, now, I still struggle with this, so I'm down here. No, as we're doing it, that grace is drawing us closer and closer to God all the time. And we have great hope that eventually we'll get to the point where amidst temptation, that same free will that God gave us, and temptation's right here, we have this to choose, or we have God to choose. We practice, we work on it long enough, we cooperate with God's grace. We get to the point where we say, as attractive as that is, as much as I want that and gratifying as that would be, I want God more. I choose God. And we know and believe that in doing that, if we have the courage to be honest with ourselves and recognize those things in us, and we then choose God when the time comes, that will bring us the most peace and joy in this world, because that's what God made us for.